وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, today we find ourselves living in a world that is increasingly polarized and increasingly competitive. The middle ground between viewpoints is narrowing, and there is very little effort that's visible anyway to bring people together. Rather, a mentality of us versus them has set in. Each side claiming to be upon the absolute truth and portraying the other side as being an absolute error. And this is happening. This is a phenomenon that can be observed in politics, when it comes to religion, within religions and religious groups, when it comes to social issues, when it comes to conflicts, right? This is something that is becoming more and more apparent in the world in which we live in. Along with that, we are also seeing increased competition because costs are going up. But at the same time, people's desires for things also continue to increase and grow. So there are financial pressures, and as a result, there is more competition as well, just generally between groups, but also between individuals too. Sadly, these realities lead to a rise in negative sentiments inside of people, inside of us, for others. And having ill feelings inside of us is a problem. It's not something which should be happening. And it's not something that we should be accepting inside of us. It is not something that we should be okay with, because it is tied to the illnesses of the heart. It is a barrier to having a pure heart that is so essential, that is so important for our spiritual well-being in this world, and especially in the hereafter. Because these ill feelings that we may have for others rob us of our peace of mind, of our peace of heart. They create discontent, and of course, they are a cause of spreading animosity. They drive actions, because you see, actions don't just happen. When a person does something, it doesn't just happen. But most of the time, there will be a process behind it, even if it occurs very quickly. There are feelings that drive actions. There are thoughts that drive actions. So these ill feelings about others drive actions that take us further away from inner peace, take us away from spirituality, and into actions that can hurt others, clouding our judgment because we have become so biased, or we have become so partisan, or because we have become so devoted to a particular viewpoint or a particular perspective that can lead us into saying things, even doing things, which end up hurting others. And this, of course, increases our burden of sins. Because we do something wrong, it increases our own burden. It has the potential to hurt us. Well, it hurts us definitely in this world, and it has the potential to hurt us severely in the next as well. And it ends up staining our spiritual hearts further. So this phenomenon that we are observing of increased polarization and increased competitiveness leads to certain types of behaviors or certain types of feelings that can lead to certain types of behaviors. And these feelings are harmful and these behaviors are harmful. Most importantly, it can be a barrier to attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, as related by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that tuftahu abwabu al-jannati yawm al-ithnayni wa yawm al-khamis, that the doors of Jannah are opened on Mondays and Thursdays. فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا, and every person who does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiven. إِلَّا, except رَجُلٌ كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا, except for the man, except for the person who has enmity between himself and another. SubhanAllah, if you think about it, how serious that is, that everyone's forgiven. Everyone who is not doing shirk, is not associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is forgiven due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is linked with, or that is symbolized by the opening of the doors of Jannah every Monday and every Thursday. Except from the people, from amongst the people who are not doing shirk, everyone's forgiven except the person who has enmity between himself and another. And it is said, أَنْظِرُ هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا, leave these two until they make peace, until they settle amongst themselves. Right? If we reflect upon this, my brothers and sisters, the implications of this, right, you think that having a disagreement, a grudge with with another person, having enmity, what's the big deal? It's only one person. But that one person, that one unjustified grudge and feeling of enmity may actually be a barrier to you being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us. So my brothers and sisters, at such times when tensions are high, people are tired. People are tired. And they are anxious. They are frustrated. We need to be extra careful. We always have to be careful, but we need to be extra careful at such times. So what are these behaviors that we are to watch for? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a list of do nots. How not to behave towards each other. A list that appears to be, quite short if you just read through it. And subhanAllah, even in the Arabic language, the words are even shorter, like compared to English, or if you're to translate it into another language, right? There's a lot of meaning that is packed into two words, right? Or one small phrase. So it appears short, but the impacts are so many. It impacts us in so many ways. And requires so much mindfulness and effort to practice, to actually bring it into our lives. Right? And the reason why I highlight this is because I think a lot of times we come across verses of the Quran, we read the translation, somebody posts it on social media, forwards us something, and we read it and, we say, oh yeah, that's very powerful, that's very nice. I should share it because other people need to hear this. But we don't actually take the time to reflect upon it ourselves. Same things with the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. It's very powerful speech. And we think, oh, others need to see this. But we hit the forward or the share button so quickly that perhaps we haven't taken the time to reflect upon it ourselves as much as we should, as much as we need to. So, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تحاسدوا, do not be envious of one another. وَلَا تَنَاجَشُ, and do not artificially raise prices against one another. وَلَا تَبَاغَدُ, and do not hate one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُ, and do not turn your back on each other. your backs on each other. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ. And do not undercut one another in business transactions. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. And be, O servants of Allah, brothers. Be brothers. الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. لَا يَظْلِمُهُ. He does not wrong him. He does not oppress him. وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ. Nor does he fail him when he is needed. وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. Nor does he look down upon him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "At-taqwa hahuna." That piety, taqwa, is here. And he pointed to his chest 3 times. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ 3 مَرَّاتٍ. He pointed to his chest 3 times. At-taqwa hahuna. بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It is enough of evil for a person to hold his Muslim brother in contempt, to look down upon his Muslim brother. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam closes with, كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ. That all of a Muslim is inviolable to another Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. Reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. So we read over this, I'm sure you've heard this before as well. Right? But what are the implications of these teachings to me in my life? What are the implications to me and my relationships? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لا تحاسدوا. Do not have hasad for one another. Meaning, what is hasad? That a person feels unhappy at the good fortune of another person and the good quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to another person. Wishes that it would be taken away from them and given to him or her instead. This is hasad. Or at least that the other person should be deprived of it. So this jealousy, this envy, which is negative. It's fine if a person thinks, okay, the other person is blessed, mashallah, may Allah bless them more. May Allah also bless me in the same way, alhamdulillah, no problem. But to desire someone else to be deprived of their blessing or of their goodness and to have it instead, or even if not to have it instead, but just so that they are deprived of it, this is clearly forbidden. And this is a major sin, and this is actually one of the traits of Iblis. And also the trait of Qabil, right? One of the 2 sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, who had hasad towards his brother Habil and ended up killing him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تناجشوا. Right? This is a type of transaction where a person is neither the buyer or the seller, but they bid to increase the price of an item or of something that is being sold without any intention of buying it. Right? It happens in auctions. Right, a third person just comes in to raise the price. A more broader interpretation of this is that it is not just restricted to business transactions, because the root of the word lexically refers to the word of the root of the word najish implies concealing oneself. He concealed himself in the sense of like as in a hunting game. So in the more general understanding, the Prophet ﷺ is perhaps implying with this wording that we should not deceive each other, work in an underhanded way to harm one another, whether it is in business or whether it is in a general sense, in behavior in general. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَبَاغَدُوا. Do not hate one another. Could be due to a difference of opinion. Could be due to origin, color of their skin, whatever it may be. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تباغضوا, do not hate one another. Now this doesn't mean that you must absolutely, you know, deeply love every single person, because we know that is not natural. Because people can have different personalities, you may have, you know, different attitudes, you may have, you know, different views, maybe you don't really get along, maybe there's something you find really annoying about each other. Right? But you don't truly hate that person for the for those reasons. Especially in a manner that leads you to end up, you know, hurting them or depriving them of goodness or wishing ill for them. It should not lead to hatred. So we must separate opinions and beliefs and actions from the person. Right? As the saying goes, you hate the sin but not the sinner. Right? So yes, if someone does something wrong, right, we believe they're not upon the truth, we vehemently disagree, but it's about their opinion, it's about their position. It's not their essence that we hate or that we dislike. Right? So do not hate one another. Meaning, don't let it permeate into your heart. Whatever differences you have, don't let it come down into here. And this was the way of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early pious Muslims, where they had disagreements among themselves. But there was a basic level of love and respect for each other that nobody lost. Everyone had that, despite whatever differences they may have had. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تدابروا, do not turn one's back on each other, right? Never cut off relations with another brother or sister. Always strive to meet each other in a good way. And again, if you don't know each other or you don't get along or whatever it is, at least the bare minimum is the salam. Spread the salam amongst yourselves. Right? Respond in a good way. And spreading the salam actually brings peace and joins hearts together. And if that is not enough and you still feel the urge to cut yourself off from someone or turn your back to someone, then maybe ask yourself that, is this thing that I am upset about so serious that I am not afraid of being sinful or being found sinful in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of it? Or that I am able to defend it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Is it really worth it? Is it really that serious? And most of the time you find that issues will actually be petty issues. Right? If you put them in the, look at them in the grand scheme of things, they're actually pretty silly. A lot of times. And as we learn, it is not permissible for a person to be cut off from their brother or sister for more than 3 nights. Right? That leads to sinful territory. At the very least, there has to be a salam between the two. Prophet ﷺ said, do not undercut one another in transactions. Right? So someone has bought something, another person comes in and says, oh, the transaction's done. Or they're in the process of buying something, say, oh, I'm going to pay more for this. Or I can offer it to you for cheaper. Same principle even goes for marriage proposals. Right? When you know someone's interested or someone has proposed or someone is engaged, you don't interfere. Right? So be careful. As competitiveness increases and financial pressures increase, right, be careful about these matters. Prophet ﷺ said, لا يظلمه. A believer doesn't wrong one another, doesn't oppress one another. Right? Including oppression against non-Muslims or wrongdoing towards non-Muslims, it will not be overlooked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be rectified. So you must restore what has been taken. Right? Either seek forgiveness from the wrong person or perform a deed that will restore the injustice. وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ. Right? So not abandon or forsake. Right? Mutual respect or mutual support and aid to the best of one's ability for each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized looking down upon others twice. وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. And then he goes again and emphasizes that in saying, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Right? So an arrogant or proud person thinks that they are better than others, whether it is because of their wealth or their education or their home or because of their car or their opinions or their skills or their ability or their fame or knowledge or whatever the excuse may be. There is never an excuse to look down upon others. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, it is enough evil for a person to hold his Muslim brother in contempt. And Imam An-Nawawi says that no Muslim should ever look down on, upon, or belittle anyone else. They should never think that they're better than others, and they should either assume that others are better than them or have no opinion on the matter. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this is because he says we have no idea where the final resting place of a human being will be. Even if it is a non-believer, Allah may guide them to what is better. If it is a youngster, they may have committed less sins than us. If it is an elder, they may have been in Islam longer than us. If it is a person who is not pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may guide them to what is better. We do not know the heart, what is in the heart, or the final end for anyone, so it is not our place to judge or look down upon anyone else. Sometimes a good deed by a person who is arrogant is more harmful than the sin committed by someone who is humble. How is that? Because the person who is humble commits a sin and seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cries about it. Right? A person who is arrogant does a good deed and becomes even more arrogant and more proud, which is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. So in these times, my dear brothers and sisters, we may have disagreements with each other, whether it is about vaccines, whether it is about mandates or protests or politics or this or that, but we must never let it get deep inside of us. And always try to give others the benefit of the doubt and accept the fact that everyone is different and everyone thinks differently, because everyone has different experiences, different levels of knowledge, different ways of looking at things. As long as it does not involve the open disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with contempt, then we must learn to tolerate and accept one another. This applies to others in the community, but it also applies to our families within our own homes, especially when it comes to our spouses as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the first batch of people who will enter into Jannah will be glittering like a full moon. The first batch will be glittering like a full moon. And those who will enter next will be glittering like the brightest star. Their hearts will be as if they are, or as if it is the heart of a single person, a single man. Why? For they will have no enmity between themselves, amongst themselves. So my brothers and sisters, every night before we go to bed, let us try to look inside our hearts and clear our hearts of any type of hate or contempt or animosity or jealousy towards others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our love for each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all evils, from the most deeply kept inside of us to those that are the most prominent. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. We had some very sad news. The brother of our brother, Lu'ais Gate, passed away. The Muhsin in Gaza, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Very difficult, especially because, you know, of the occupation. Many of the families are not able to travel and visit their loved ones and attend funerals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, so make dua for him and all of those who have passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi madkhalahum wa'ghsilhum bilma'i wal-thalji wal-barad wa'naqihim min al-khataya kama yunqa al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas wa'abdilhu daran khayran min darih wa'abdilhum zawjan azwajan khayran min azwajim wa'adkhilhum al-jannah wa'idhum min azab al-qabri wa'azab al-nar. Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan min riyad al-jannah ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma anzilhum manazil as-siddiqin wa-shuhada'i wa-salihin wa-hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all loved ones.